Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're going deep on something kind of unexpected, e-commerce design.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about how those little things, like colors and fonts on websites can actually make you more likely to buy stuff.
Yeah, it's really powerful stuff, and
It's fascinating, right? Whether you're selling things online or just, scrolling through your favorite stores, it's all about the psychology of design.
absolutely. I mean, you might think you're making decisions consciously, but really a lot of it's happening in your subconscious.└==================
So subconscious shopping decisions, huh? That sounds a little scary.
Well, it can be if you're not aware of it, but once you understand how it works, you can actually use it to your advantage.
Okay, so let's say I'm just browsing online. What's the first thing my brain notices?
Well, think about it. What hits you before you even read any text?
I guess it's the overall look, right? The colors, the images, kind of the vibe of the website.
Exactly. Your brain actually processes color before anything else. It's like instant recognition.
So you're saying that burst of color is actually shaping my first impression?
Without a doubt, those first few seconds are crucial, and color is making a statement even before you've read a single word.
So it's not just about aesthetics then. There's a real strategy behind those color choices.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And get this, up to 85% of shoppers say color is the main reason they choose one brand over another.
85%. That's incredible. So we're talking serious influence here.
Seriously.
Right.
And each color kind of has its own personality, you know? It speaks to us on a deeper level.
Oh, this is getting interesting. So, like, what's red saying to me then?
Well, red's the attention grabber, right? It's all about urgency and excitement.
I could see that.
Like
Those limited time offer banners.
exactly. That's why you see red on sale tags too. It's that act now feeling like you'll miss out if you hesitate.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely fallen for that before. A big red sale sign, and I'm there.
It works. And then you have blue. You know, a lot of tech companies and banks use blue.
Now that you mention it, yeah, that's true. Why is that?
Well, blue is all about trust and reliability. It projects a sense of calmness and security.
So when I see blue, I should feel like everything's under control.
Exactly. It's like that calming blue sky, you know? Everything's going to be okay.
Makes sense. So if I'm looking for a software company or something, I'd probably trust a blue logo more.
See, it's all connected. And then you have green. What do you associate with green?
Green. I think of nature, health, all that good stuff.
Right on the money. Green's all about health, sustainability, eco-friendliness.
So if a company is selling like organic products, green would be a good choice.
It's a perfect match. It reinforces their message without even saying a word. And then there's black.
Oh yeah, black's got to be a
You
luxury.
got it. It's
Yeah.
sophisticated, exclusive, high-end. You see it a lot with like fashion brands and expensive tech.
Like, this is special. You deserve this kind of vibe.
Exactly. It's all about that aspirational feeling. But here's where it gets tricky. Colors can actually mean different things in different cultures.
Oh, wow. So what works here might not work somewhere else.
Exactly. It's a whole other layer of complexity. Red, for example, can mean celebration in some cultures and danger in others.
So you got to be careful. If you're a global brand, you really need to do your homework.
Big time. You don't want to send the wrong message. Okay, so we've talked about color. Let's move on to fonts. What do you think about fonts?
Fonts. I never thought much about them. Honestly, I just assumed it was about picking something that looks good.
Well, it's more than that. Fonts are like the voice of your brand. They communicate a lot more than you might realize.
Oh, really? So are we talking like the difference between Times New Roman and Arial? Like those
Yeah,
classic fonts?
exactly. Those are good examples. Think of Times New Roman like the wise old professor of fonts.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
It's traditional, reliable.
Exactly. It's the font of authority. You see it a lot with law firms, publishers, companies that have been around forever.
Like, you know it's going to be serious and trustworthy.
And then you have Arial or Helvetica. Those are like the cool modern fonts.
More like techie and minimalist.
Exactly. They're approachable, clean, easy to read. It's like
Yeah.
we're innovative, but we're also
I
friendly.
can see that. And then there's like script fonts, right?
Yeah.
The fancy ones.
Those are the elegant ones. They add a touch of style and sophistication.
I like them for like special occasions or invitations.
They're great for that. But you got to be careful with readability, especially online. People want to be able to scan information quickly.
Makes sense. So it's all about finding that balance between style and clarity.
Exactly. And just like with colors, there are brands that really nail this font thing.
Oh, yeah. Like who?
Well, think about Amazon. They use that bright orange button that says Add to Cart.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you mean. I see that button every day.
It's iconic, right? And it's not just the color, it's the font too. It's bold and clear, and it just screams, Click me.
And I do every time.
It's effective.
Yeah.
And then you have Apple. They're all about minimalism.
Oh, yeah. Apple's so sleek and modern.
Right. They use black and white and those clean sans-serif fonts. It all comes together to create that premium feel.
It's like holding a piece of art in your hand.
Exactly. And then there's Starbucks. You know, their signature green.
Oh, yeah. It's like they own that color.
And it works perfectly for them, right? It's all about nature and sustainability, which aligns with their brand values.
It was like a visual reminder of what they stand for.
Exactly. So you see how all these pieces fit together. It's not just random choices. It's all about strategy and psychology.
My mind is blown. I had no idea there was so much to this.
And we've only just scratched the surface. Okay. So we've seen how the big guys do it. But what if you're like starting your own online store, you know? Where do you even begin with all this color and font stuff?
Yeah, it's a good question. It can feel kind of overwhelming, right? Like so many choices.
Totally. But don't worry, there are some like practical tips to make it easier.
Okay, so give me the cheat sheet. What's step one?
Step one is knowing yourself, basically. What's your brand all about and who are you trying to reach?
Okay, so like what vibe do I want my website to give off? And who's my ideal customer?
Exactly. You got it. Once you've got that figured out, you can start building your color palette.
Color palette. Okay. Yeah. That sounds fancy. What is that exactly?
It's just like a set of colors that you'll use consistently on your website. You know, two or three main colors and then maybe one accent color for like buttons or important stuff.
Okay. So keep it simple. Got it. Any tips for picking the right colors?
Well, think back to what we were talking about before. You know, different colors evoke different emotions.
Right. So if I'm selling like workout gear, I might go for bright, energetic colors.
Exactly. Yeah. Like red and yellow, maybe some orange. You know, those high energy colors.
And if I'm selling like luxury skincare products,
then you might go for something more calming and sophisticated. Like black and white, or maybe some deep blues and greens.
I'm starting to get it. So it's all about matching the colors to the brand and the feeling you want to create.
You got it. Now, once you've nailed down your colors, it's time to pick some fonts.
Oh gosh, fonts. I'm already feeling overwhelmed again.
It's not as bad as you think.
Yeah.
Honestly, you can get away with just two main fonts.
Two. Okay, that's manageable. So one for headlines and one for the rest of the text.
Exactly. And again, think about your brand personality. You know, if you're selling tech gadgets, you might want a sleek, modern font.
And if I'm selling, like, handmade jewelry,
then maybe something a little more traditional or even a script font would work well.
Okay, so the fonts should match the overall style of the brand.
Exactly. And there are tons of websites out there that can help you find good font pairings.
That's good to know. So two main fonts, plus maybe one extra for special occasions if it fits.
Now, here's a pro tip. Don't forget about white space.
White space. You mean like empty space on the page?
Yep. It might sound weird, but white space is super important. It gives your content room to breathe and makes everything look more professional.
I never thought about it that way.
Yeah.
But it makes sense. You know, like in a museum, how they have space between the paintings?
Exactly. It's all about visual balance.
Right.
And another thing, always test how your website looks on different devices.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Because what looks good on a big computer screen might be totally unreadable on a phone.
Right. And lastly, be consistent. Once you've chosen your colors and fonts, stick with them everywhere. On your website, social media, emails, everything.
So people will start to recognize my brand instantly.
Exactly. It's all about creating a cohesive look and feel.
Wow. This is a lot to take in. But it's fascinating. I never realized how much thought goes into all of this.
It's like a whole secret language, right? But once you understand it, you can use it to create a really powerful online presence.
I'm definitely going to be looking at websites differently from now on.
Me too.
Yes.
It's like you can't unsee it once you know the secrets.
So what about for those of us who aren't running businesses online? Like, how can we use this knowledge in our everyday lives?
Well, think of it this way. Now you know how companies are trying to influence you.
So I can be more aware of those sneaky tactics.
Exactly. You can spot those buy now triggers and make more conscious decisions about what you're clicking on.
So it's all about taking back control.
Exactly. It's about being an informed consumer.
I like that.
Yeah.
So much to think about now, you know?
Yeah.
It's amazing how we just kind of scroll through websites without even realizing all the thought that goes into them.
Right. It's like a whole other world behind the screen. But now we know the secrets.
Exactly. We've got our decoder rings now. So as we wrap up this deep dive into colors and fonts, any final words of wisdom for our listeners?
Final words of wisdom. I'd say the best thing you can do is just keep experimenting. You know, play around with different colors and fonts on your own website or social media. see what feels right and what your audience responds to.
So it's all about trial and error.
In a way, yeah. The cool thing about digital design is that it's always changing, you know? So don't be afraid to try new things and see what works.
It's a journey, not a destination.
Exactly. Keep learning, keep evolving.
Yeah.
And most importantly, have fun with it.
Love that. So folks, that's a wrap on our deep dive into the psychology of e-commerce design. I hope you've enjoyed this little peek behind the curtain.
Yeah, it's been fun.
And until next time, happy shopping. And may all your color and font choices be brilliant.